Welcome to The Cosmic Calling, a podcast for spiritual entrepreneurs and creative souls on a mission to align their life and career with the cosmos. I'm Natalie Wallstein, career astrologer at Soulshine Astrology, and I hope you're ready to unlock your cosmic calling. Hey everybody, how's it going? This episode is a week later than I originally intended because I ended up waking up one day and felt really sick. And that was the day that I was meant to record this episode. The old me definitely would have pushed through and tried to do it anyways, but the current me has learned that it's probably better to go with the flow and trust that it's all happening for a reason. So I have been enjoying slowing down a little bit more, going within. It's a little bit cooler here, a little bit cloudier, rainier. And I've just been using this time to integrate the year that has been 2023. This has been such a big transition year for me. I launched the AstroPro certification program back in March, which is when I started training professional astrologers with the methods and techniques that I used in my readings. And then a few months later, I discovered quantum healing hypnosis technique, which I've been talking about quite a bit on the show. And I ended up getting trained in that modality. And actually tomorrow, I am going to graduate to level 2 practitioner status. So I'm feeling really excited about this new modality and direction I'm heading in. For a little while there, I thought maybe I would try and do a form of astrology that's a little bit more associated with our higher selves, which is Vedic astrology. And so I started opening up my books to have sessions for people who wanted to connect their Western astrology charts, which is the type that we typically talk about on the show, with Vedic astrology. And I started getting people booking in, and I was reading the questions that they wanted to be answered in their sessions. And each time I read those questions, I couldn't help but think I would much rather answer those questions through my higher self sessions, which are basically hypnotherapy sessions. And I actually think that's why I got sick last week, because I was supposed to do a session with someone, but my body was like, no, you're not doing this. So over last weekend, I updated all my service pages, and I'm only going to be doing one-on-one sessions as higher self sessions. Being a hypnotherapist has taught me that it's really silly for me to be the one to answer your questions about your life. Like, yes, I'm versed in astrology and I know how to use the chart to answer almost every question that you might have. But when you can go under hypnosis, which is completely natural and easy and effortless, and find the answers for yourself, like, why wouldn't you do that instead of asking someone else what you should do with your life or your career? I just think it makes a lot more sense. It's almost like the difference between using tarot cards and literally speaking with your higher self or like a spirit guide or something. So it just started to seem a little bit silly to me to be going back and using older methods when I have a new method that's so much more direct and life-changing and mind-blowing. Luckily, there's a bunch of astrologers that are going to be graduating from the AstroPro program who will be able to give readings directly from the Soulshine Astrology website. I'm really excited to finally be letting myself evolve because I really, really, really love what I'm doing with the higher self sessions. I'm still teaching astrology in the Cosmic Calling community with a big focus on embodying the energies and using them really practically in our lives. So that's what has been going on with me in 2023. As for what's been going on for all of us, we've had Saturn moving through Pisces, which has been putting a lot of pressure on us to make sure we are living in alignment with our dreams and not settling for less than the dreamiest dream vision we can come up with. It also makes it hard for us to just do mundane tasks, like at a job or a workplace that you don't really feel truly matters in the grand scheme of things. We've also had Pluto at the very end degrees of Capricorn and going into Aquarius, continuing to reveal to us how the systems and structures around us are not supporting us. The education system, the medical system, the economy, government kind of things. And so we've had to really learn to find our own stability from within instead of through external means. And we've also had Jupiter in Taurus, which has been helping us live in greater alignment with our true values. That's why we're seeing so many more messages being passed around about slowing down. But it sometimes also wants us to luxuriate in life through spending money more. At a time when, with Pluto at the end degree of Capricorn, there's not as much money to be had. So there's kind of conflicting desires or feelings going on there that we've had to deal with this year. And then, of course, Uranus has been in Taurus. Uranus is the planet of radical change and innovation. And that has also been affecting the way we look at and work with money as well and live in alignment with our values. So I just wanted to share all of this with you because I'm going to be going on a break from the podcast for just a little while, finishing this season off with this episode. I will be popping in for the monthly forecasts, but otherwise I'm going to be going on a really big trip to Australia and Thailand and just taking a break. I'm not going to be bringing my computer for almost 3 weeks. So it's going to be pretty wild. But I definitely feel like after the year that we've just had, I could use some time to slow down and integrate. So let's get into some of the best books I've read in 2023. This used to be a big tradition for us on the show where I would share the books I've been reading. And so it's been a while and there's so many books I want to share with you, but I'm just going to talk about the ones I've read most recently this year. You can always follow along with me on goodreads.com. I'll pop the link to my profile in the show notes below. That's where I keep track of all the books I read and write reviews. Sometimes at least I give it some stars. And I know not everyone out there is like a voracious reader, but I do have to say that books have definitely changed my life. Books have made me who I am. Books have always given me my greatest spiritual awakenings. Every book is like a portal into like a new level of consciousness. And so I do typically read nonfiction, typically spiritual books, a lot of channeled books. And as I'm going over these, feel free to take it or leave it. So if I'm talking about one and you're like, that doesn't sound interesting to me, that's okay. We don't have to all read the same books. But what I'm hoping is that there will be some in here that will blow your mind, that will excite you, that will open up new possibilities for you as they have for me. I'm going to be listing all the books I'm mentioning in the show notes below. If you want to grab the titles and look them up and feel it out to see if you'd want to read any of these. So I set a goal to read 23 books this year because it's 2023. I still have 1.5 to go, but I'm sure I can crank it out in the last couple of weeks of this year. So let me just talk to you about my favorites. The book that I just most recently finished is Outrageous Openness, Letting the Divine Take the Lead by Tasha Silver. If you've ever read one of Tasha Silver's books, you know what a great writer she is. She's very funny and down to earth, while at the same time being like very profound. Outrageous Openness is a book about trusting in the universe, and it gives all these different stories to illustrate why we need to do that. What I also love about this book is Tasha is an astrologer, so she's sharing astrology references, she's talking about clients that she's worked with, and ultimately the message, though, is to trust in the universe, to let the divine take the lead. And I found this book to be so healing for me to read at the end of this year while I'm integrating all of the changes that have kind of rocked my world this year, and just such a good reminder to trust. So if you've been having trouble trusting that everything's going to be okay, oh, you need to read this book. And even if you haven't, it's like such a good vitamin to like keep you feeling good about things, you know? Another book I really loved this year was Your Sacred Self by Wayne Dyer. And the books I'm talking about in this episode have not been written this year. I've just read them this year because Your Sacred Self was written in 1994, or it was released then. And this book was like a really good introduction to me becoming more interested in the higher self. I have had my own spiritual experiences connecting with my higher self that have definitely helped me pay attention to that more. But this book helped me break down the ego, which is often what keeps us from connecting to our higher self. And of course, I still have an ego, but it really makes you think differently about some of the ways your ego might be running the show and keeping you from feeling truly happy and content. I feel like Your Sacred Self is like a really practical book too, because every chapter is kind of like life-changing and it really makes you think about your life in a different way. It's the kind of book that I feel like I should be reading every year just to check back in with myself and make sure I haven't gotten stuck back into the ego mind, because the ego mind is the part of us that gets us really afraid of things. It makes us feel unsafe. It makes us feel like we need to compete, like we need to rush, we need to hurry up. We're not enough. We're broken. We're separate from everyone. And this book really helps you realize that you have the ability to make the decision to be free by not listening to that ego self and tapping into the higher self instead. In the review I wrote for this book, I said, read this book if you want to smash your ego into smithereens in the best possible way and meet your higher self. I also read just from some like regular nonfiction books, like Rest, Why You Get More Done When You Work Less by Alex Soo Jung Kim Peng. I loved this book on rest. If you've been needing to rest more, but you're like your brain isn't letting you and you keep taking on more and more stuff to do and work, you need to read Rest. It is like scientifically proving why resting helps us get more done. And it goes over the most like quote unquote successful people in history, the most creative people, the most innovative people, and what their routines and rituals were like, how many hours a day they worked. And it's quite surprising because a lot of them had a lot of recreational activities. It argues that we shouldn't work more than 4 hours a day. So it'll really like hammer into your head that you need to slow down. I also read Stolen Focus, Why You Can't Pay Attention and How to Think Deeply Again by Johann Hari. And this is a super well-written, well-researched book about why we have such shortened attention spans these days. It goes into how technology is stealing our focus and how it's literally engineered to do so. Talks about ADHD and where we think it actually comes from, which is that we're really bored in our current environments because schools are not set up to be at the level that we're at. Each new generation of child is like becoming more and more spiritually advanced. Doesn't talk about this in the book, but that's why I think the schools, like they will just aren't cutting it for us anymore. And yeah, it's just a really good book if you feel like your attention span is like all over the place. Of course, you're going to have to hold it long enough to read the book, but it's a really good book, really well written. Another book that changed my world this year was Initiation by Elizabeth H. I read a lot of books about the divine feminine this year and also galactic beings, but we'll get into that. And this was kind of the beginning of that because the book Initiation, it talks about a woman remembering in vivid detail her past lives. And one of her past lives was as someone who was being initiated into the priestesshood in ancient Egypt. And what is so remarkable about this book is that she actually takes us along with her process of being initiated and the practices and things that she had to do to become a priestess. And so you learn a lot about spirituality, and energy and just like how things used to be in ancient Egypt. The book starts out really slow. So I really feel like the book itself is an initiation. And it's sort of like, if you can get through the first 10 chapters and not give up, then it's like, okay, you're worthy of the next 10 that are going to get better and better and better as you keep going. By the end of the book, my mouth was like wide open. And I was like, oh my gosh, because it gets really intense and amazing, like amazing. I was like howling. So I really, really, really recommend that book. And I've been sharing it with a lot of people, but it's definitely super intense. I also read The Sophia Code this year by Kaya Ra. It is basically a channeled book where a woman was at Mount Shasta and all of a sudden heard the voice of God speaking to her. But it wasn't like the God you would think of, like the man with the beard and the sky. It was a feminine energy called Sophia. And every chapter of this book is channeled by a divine feminine ascended master in their own words. There's Isis, Hathor, Green Tara, Mother Mary, Mary Magdalene, Kuan Yin, White Buffalo Woman. I listened to this book on Audible first. So every time I would get in the car, I'd be like so uplifted. And then as soon as I was done, I'm like, I need to read this, like the hardcover. I need to like have this so I could just keep rereading it because it's so special and amazing. It really will uplift you and shift your energy, especially if you've been wanting to work with the divine feminine. I feel like this is like the new Bible for it, which is a big statement, I realize. I mentioned a few episodes ago how I also felt called to learn more about religion this year and the roots of where it really came from. You know how sometimes when you wake up in the morning, you get a message that seems like it's coming from the beyond and you're like in between the dream world and the waking world? Well, the book Jesus and the Essenes came to me in that state. And being raised Jewish and sort of Lutheran, not really my mom's side, they didn't like go to church or anything like that. But I've always felt like, oh, Jesus, I don't know if that's for me, you know? But it's been coming up quite a bit for me over the last couple of years to explore the original teachings. And Jesus and the Essenes is such an amazing book. Actually, Jesus doesn't even come in until like the second half of the book or more. The beginning is all about the Essenes, which was this group of highly advanced people who were studying in the mountains all this esoteric wisdom. So they were studying things like astrology and metaphysics, and they lived communally. What I thought was really cool about that is in Hellenistic astrology, which is like what we think of as ancient astrology, they say that anything past Saturn wasn't discovered yet because we couldn't see it. However, this civilization were so advanced that they actually already had electricity and they already had telescopes that could see the planets, even to Pluto. It's just that that wisdom got lost. So just hearing about the civilization, I thought was really fascinating in its own. And then we find out that the person we're following is one of Jesus' teachers. And this book is basically like a channeled book. So the stories come from hypnotherapy sessions. And it really talks a lot about what the original vision was for the Way of Love, as it was originally called before it became Christianity. And it was really eye-opening because there's like a lot of energy healing, metaphysical concepts in it that make you realize that it was really all about spirituality in the beginning, and then the religion aspect of things came in and took over because the Romans were trying to manage people through this spiritual awakening that everyone was going through and keep control, obviously. So then when I was done with that book, one of my clients recommended to me Power of the Magdalene. And this is a completely different author, but the book picked up right where Jesus and the Essenes left off. And it tells the divine feminine version of the story, the Mary Magdalene version of the story, the Mother Mary side of things. And that book I absolutely loved. Again, this book comes from hypnotherapy sessions. All the information comes from finding someone who actually went back into a past life as one of the people who was really close to Mary Magdalene. And they didn't plan that. It's not like they went looking for someone who could go back to that time. It's just they found a client who was able to, and they're like, wow, we need to write a book about this. And then as soon as I finished that book, one of the authors that I read occasionally who writes channeled books from the Pleiadians, Pia Smith Orlean, just came out with a brand new book that very week called Mary Magdalene's Daughter. And that was kind of unusual because she had never written a book like that before. They had all been like Pleiadian books. So then I read that book. So it was like this amazing synchronicity of the universe, like bringing me these books and helping me tie so many things together around spirituality and religion, which was really helpful for me. I also read quite a few galactic kind of books, which it's funny, like obviously as an astrologer, I have an affinity towards space. Like I absolutely love Star Wars, you guys, especially the newer ones, just because that's how old I am. So I tend to be a little bit more open-minded to like channeled books from, some might call them aliens, but we'll call them galactic beings. One of those books was Conversations with the Larkma. And what I really like about the Pleiadian view of things is that they're all about living in flow and letting things be effortless. It's actually like a very beautiful feminine teaching that they are giving to the world, reminding us that time is a human construct. Like imagine if we lived in a world that didn't have time and you just followed how you felt. Some of the things in the book might seem really radical, but they kind of touched my heart in a way where I'm like, wow, this sounds really nice, actually. I also read Bringers of the Dawn from Barbara Marciniak, another really famous and old Pleiadian book. Earth, Pleiadian Keys to the Living Library, also by Barbara Marciniak. And then on the same vein, I read The Three Waves of Volunteers and the New Earth by Dolores Cannon. I read a lot of Dolores Cannon books this year because she's my teacher for hypnotherapy. So, of course, every book is like an amazing masterclass from her. And The Three Waves of Volunteers was like a really challenging read for me because it was quite mind-bending. It really makes you question your reality quite a bit. And I had an interesting dream before I read that book, The Three Waves of Volunteers and the New Earth, where my guides were telling me to read it in the dream realm. And I'm like, wait, we can read books here? And they're like, yeah, we read them a little bit differently here, but yeah, you can read books. And so in my dream, I'm literally like looking at my iPad and reading a book in the Kindle app. And then in real life, when I found this book, I was reading it and I was thinking, didn't I already read this? And I think that was important for me to read it ahead of time in my dream because there were things in there that would probably have freaked me out quite a bit. So it's not like a beginner's guide to spirituality, but I definitely know that we have listeners out there who are more ready and they're more down the path, I guess you could say, of being interested in these more new age concepts. And again, pretty much all of Dolores Cannon's books are channeled through hypnotherapy sessions. So people are regressing back to their past lifetimes on other planets and things like that. And it's really like, it's a really great book. It's just that there were times when I had to take a pause and be like, oh my gosh, can I handle this? So it takes time to integrate. If you are interested in reading a Dolores Cannon book, but you're not sure you want to like go too far beyond your current beliefs, I would recommend The Search for Hidden Sacred Knowledge. This is a really beautiful book by Dolores Cannon, where there are lifetimes that are explored with people who had access to sacred knowledge. So like keepers of the pyramids or, you know, highly advanced people living in ancient cultures. It's just like a very dreamy book. Like, for example, one of the people was like a crystal healer, and she was living in a society where we greatly valued crystals and crystal healing. And it was like a highly respected profession. I think that was in Atlantis times. So that is a really cool book. And I do have instances with my clients where they go back to lifetimes like these, which is always really fun and fascinating. So The Search for Hidden Sacred Knowledge is definitely like a really good one to read if you want to get a beginning look at what this hypnosis stuff is all about. I also read her book, Horns of the Goddess. That's more about regressing to someone's lifetime where they were, you could say they were a witch, but they didn't use that word back then, and what that was like. And then I also read her book, Five Lives Remembered. This is actually one of her very first books that didn't get published right away because she thought it would be too much for people. And it is like a very intense book and really interesting. In Five Lives Remembered, Dolores regresses one client back through all of her lifetimes as far as she could possibly go. And she had multiple sessions with this person. And this was a very special person who was able to go under incredibly deep and wouldn't even like remember anything when she came out of it, which is not typical for sessions these days. But this was back in like the early 70s or something like that. And so it goes through like five different lifetimes that this woman had, and it just goes back further and further in history. And it's just like absolutely fascinating. So yeah, I love this stuff. Let's see. I think I pretty much covered my favorite books of this year. I did finish up the series of Michael Newton books at the very beginning of the year. Michael Newton is also a hypnotherapist, but he specializes in life between lives discovery, like what do we do before we reincarnate? And so I read pretty much all of his books last year in 2022, and I had just one left that I hadn't read. So I read that one as well. And those books have been really pivotal for my spiritual growth. So if you haven't read them yet, I recommend Journey of Souls and Destiny of Souls by Michael Newton. They're all about memories of people's afterlives and what they do in between. Like, how do you decide who your soulmate is going to be? How do you choose what kind of body you want to have? What like literally happens right after you pass? All those kinds of juicy things. I just love it so much. Ugh. So yeah, like I said, I will have a list of these books below in the show notes with the links to go check them out on Goodreads. And make sure to give me a follow on there as well if you want to see my updates on whatever books I'm going to be reading in 2024. My goal for 2024 is to read 24 books because I just feel like they change my life the most out of anything else that I do. I mean, obviously just living life is a big lesson, but books have really been everything. I don't know where I'd be without them. I'm sure by now, if you're still listening to this episode, you're probably a fellow book reader. But in case you're not and you have trouble like sitting down and reading a book, get on Audible, my friend. It's kind of like listening to a podcast, which I know you do. I have a sneaking suspicion that you listen to podcasts. I don't know why I think that. Because that's a really good way to gobble up a whole book in not that much time. And it's going to change your world. I promise. All right, everyone. So I'm going to be signing off for the year. Of course, I'll be back in a couple weeks with the January forecast and then the February forecast. But regular episodes will not resume until sometime after that. I've got some juicy conversations coming up with some really fascinating people that I can't wait to share with you. But I think it'll be good to have some time to integrate and slow down a bit and really go deeper into my hypnotherapy practice. So if you do want to work together one-on-one, you can learn more about the work I'm doing now one-on-one at higherselfsessions.co. And I also share a lot about some of the things that come up in my sessions on Instagram at higherselfsessions.co. But other than that, the Cosmic Calling community is, of course, going strong. And we have the 2024 Plan Your Life and Career with the Cosmos Masterclass. Basically, what we're going to be doing is going over the energy for 2024, the major astrological transits that are going to be sweeping through, and looking at how you can apply that to your specific astrology chart. this is not only really helpful for your own personal development and getting a sense of how the flow is going to go for you in the new year, but also figuring out how you can best be of service to others in the year ahead based on some of the big lessons we're going to be learning as a collective due to the planets and where they are in the sky happening this weekend. But if you can't manage to sign up by this weekend, you can still watch the replay until January. And if you miss that, the replay will be in the Cosmic Calling community. Thank you so much for listening, not only to this episode, but to the podcast in general this year. I know some of you have been listening since the beginning. Some of you might be a little bit more new, but it's been a pleasure to spend time with you. I'm wishing you all the best. I'm going to have a pretty quiet holiday over here because my whole family lives like thousands of miles away. So I'll probably just be watching some Christmas movies. Yes, even though I'm Jewish. And making some really nice soups and things for myself. So love you guys so much. Take care. And I will catch up with you more deeply in a few months, but definitely for the monthly forecasts as well. All right. Take care, everybody. For more information on how to use astrology to find your cosmic calling and sign up for astrology email updates, check out soulshineastrology.com. If you enjoyed this episode, please subscribe and leave a review for the Cosmic Calling to help other cool people like us find the show. The Cosmic Calling community is a gathering place for listeners of the show to connect more deeply with fellow like-minded spiritual seekers. Join us for astrology classes, monthly forecasts, cosmic planning tools, plus bonus features for these podcast episodes by going to soulshineastrology.com/community.